talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. And this is probably the first time, and Sam, thank you for your patience, that I actually started talking before the end of that song in a very long time. And again, you all know why I picked that song. I picked that song because anybody who has, as I strongly suggested, downloaded the words and read through them, then you have to come to the conclusion that Paul Simon had a crystal ball. And I keep saying one of these days I'm going to do an entire show on that song, and I really would like to do it. I just need to stop seeing all of the other disasters happening all around us, and I figure I have to have a priority. And one of those will be our point of discussion today. So again, welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. And the title of today's show is Medical Leadership or Mis-Dis-Mal-Info. How many times have we heard lately about misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation? So let me give you the title of the show again. Medical Leadership or Mis-Dis-Mal-Info. And that is for Sunday, April 7, 2024. So again, welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. And this is on Republic Broadcasting Network, which is a very good personal friend of mine, as John was a personal friend of mine. And John was the media director for TLBTalk.com before he passed away. So there is a special connection. And it took John 2 years to talk me into doing a show on his network by myself, because for almost a year, I had been his guest every single week on his show. All right. So again, this is episode number 110. Yes, we're getting up there. And I am your host, for anybody who doesn't know, and you probably all do, Roger Landry, TLB. Today's show title again is Medical Leadership or Misinformation. Let's wind our way through the opening before we get into the topic, because this is something I feel is important to do at the beginning of each show. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, a social media site, TLBTalk.com. Gee, I wonder where we got the name for the show. Come and join us and say what you know needs to be said, and there aren't enough platforms out there today allowing you or letting you say it. As usual, before we get started, I would also like to once again say thanks to RBN for the platform, to Sam, the show's producer, who every single week makes sure that you hear me. And if I get a little bit too loud, make sure that you can still hear me and understand me. And to Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network. And she is a huge fan of RBN. And I do a show on her network called Eagle's Eye Report. And that's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. These two platforms help the Liberty Beacon Project immensely to get a word out to as many people as possible. Because today, far too many platforms are not allowing you to do that. I will always state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Yes, I say this every week, and I'll continue to do so. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action. Again, I got a little blowback between last week and this week, people saying, why do you keep saying our course of action? We know theirs. Why do you think I'm doing a show today? Why do you think how many other shows are on RBN today? Why do you think how many alternative media sources are publishing articles, shows, online TV shows, so on and so forth, giving you their? What are they doing? What are their directives? What is their course of action? The one thing we don't talk about enough, and I promised you in this month, and I will have an entire show dedicated to our course of action. Because until we start to talk about that, all we're doing is complaining about what we see. What the hell are we going to do about it, people? Isn't it time we started to talk before there is no, I don't know, freedom left to talk? As in TLB talk, as in say what needs to be said. I'm also going to go over another point, which I do every week and I feel is vital, especially for platforms like RBN. Look, RBN is a platform to give you information that a lot of other platforms won't give you or won't allow even on their platform. That makes RBN stand out. That makes RBN a platform worth preserving. And in order to do that in the economy we have today, we need to support RBN. And how do you do that? Some of you, a lot of you, I would think, are putting an occasional donation in. And for that, you are extremely appreciated. If you want to know, here he goes again, how to do it bigger, badder, better, faster, figure out what you, here he goes again, donate over the course of a year. Add it all up, come up with a sum, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in, even if it's only like, I don't know, $100 over the course of an entire year, or $120 over the course of an entire year, that's fine. Some people, it may only be 50. That's fine if it's what you can do. But if you want to make it better for RBN, this is what you do. If you donate somewhere in the vicinity of $120 over the course of the year, divide that by 12, that's $10 a month. You go in there, you put a donation in, you check the little box that says make this a monthly recurring donation, and you put $10 there. You haven't spent any more on RBN than you usually do, although are they worth it? Would I recommend it? Yes. But if you can't spend more, take what you spend and do it in the fashion I just described. What you're going to do is give RBN a budget. They will know each month, if enough of you do that, exactly how much they have coming in. And with that, you get bigger, better, faster. You get a better station. You get a more prolific station. You get a station with more capability. If enough of you do that, hell, we could, I don't know, we could probably make RBN a household name. But the point here is, it is something that is simple to do. I'm not asking you to donate any more than you already are. I'm asking you to do it in a fashion that is the most useful to RBN. If, again, if they know that you're going to send them $10 every month and they know they can use that $10 to do another service or whatever, this is what drives them to move forward. So, with that being said, and no, I don't feel like I waste time every week when I speak that, because again, with a platform like RBN, keeping them up and running is paramount to someone like me who has a constant word that needs to be put out. You think I'm kidding? We have four news websites and a social media website, and I do 3 to 5 radio shows each week. RBN is priceless to me. Time to get into the show. As usual, links to applicable references and articles, which I do have one, are always included in the article containing this archive show published on Mondays on the LibertyBeacon.com, our flagship website. Okay, so let's jump into today's show. Again, TLB Talk Radio, Medical Leadership, or Miss This Malinfo. And yes, the info stands for information. I just don't like titles that fall off the edge of the page. So let's get through some opening points before I get to an article, and I will tell you what the title of the article is so you will understand why I picked it. The title of the article is Medical Leadership Cannot Escape the the Misinformation Trap. I will state that again. Medical leadership cannot escape the misinformation trap. That's where we're going after we get done with Roger's talking points. But that'll be a bit, probably, maybe even after the break. But do I have things to say? I can hear a bunch of you laughing right now. Roger always has things to say, which is why the only antithesis between me and the song I use to open the show each week is the word silence, which is something, unless Roger's asleep. And for all I know, I talk like hell in my sleep, too. There's usually not a whole lot of silence coming from Roger's direction. Okay. How many times have we, the people, been told that this government never lies, never spreads this myth or malinformation, ever? We are constantly being told that. We are constantly being told that by the guy who runs the FBI. We're constantly being told that by the guy who runs the DOJ. We're constantly being told that by the moron who sits in the presidential office of the United States. And when I say moron, I'm not being disrespectful, because I could prove that over and over and over again. But that's not today's show, so let us continue. Again, how many times have we, the people, been told that this government never lies, never spreads this myth or malinformation, ever? And to claim they do is misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation, right? Except nothing could be further from the truth. Except that during the past few years, we have been subjected to government this or malinformation that makes all others seem like newbies to the game. The surprising thing is that in many cases, far too many believe the lie instead of what they can clearly see. No, I'm not joking. What they can clearly see, but the government doesn't say that, so I can't believe that. I have to believe what the government told me, not what I can clearly see in front of my face. How about some examples of what Roger's talking about? How about some examples of what they can clearly see versus what they've been told? How about COVID originated in a wet market? We not only know that's not true now, we also know who funded the development of the virus and who paid for it. But yet, what were we told? COVID originated in a wet market. Okay, how about another one? There is nothing you can do, just social distance. Sicken at home until you can't breathe, then come to the hospital and be put on remdesivir and a ventilator, which means you have an 80 to 85% chance of dying, which you didn't have before you took the remdesivir and got stuck on a ventilator. Did the hospitals know that? Absolutely. Why were they doing it then? Because if you died and your death certificate said someone who died with COVID, not from, with COVID, the hospital maybe got $20,000. But if you died from COVID, even though you just had it, you didn't die from it. If the hospital states you died from COVID and you were on a ventilator getting remdesivir and you died, you may be worth $200,000 to $240,000 to that hospital. Did you hear me? Does anybody out there think I'm joking, kidding, or don't know what I'm talking about? So how many elderly people were given a death sentence when they went into the hospital by being put on remdesivir and a ventilator, and as soon as they died, their death certificate says they died from COVID? Not that they had COVID and they died, but they died from COVID. And we all know that with the test they were using, if you redid the test enough, everybody on the planet would have COVID. How about the next point? Churches and schools must be closed, but liquor stores must remain open. Wait a minute. We're going to shut the things that keep a society, the things that give a society its backbones, the things that give a society its understanding, its belief. We're going to shut those down, but we're going to make sure that you have access to something that may possibly kill you if you get enough of it, or put you into a situation where you are causing abuse all around you, or turn you into a bleeding alcoholic. I'm going to shut down your churches. I'm going to shut down your schools, but I'm going to make sure your liquor stores remain open. How about another one? Masks work. As a matter of fact, wear two of them. Wear them outside. Wear them alone in your car. How many of you think Roger's kidding? No, Roger's not kidding. Fauci flat out stated on TV, on a video as well, wear two masks, not one, wear two. And the thing of it is, these masks, for what they are intended, didn't do jack squat. But let me explain something to all of you listening, okay? We go back to our children. We forced our children from the time they woke up till the time they went to bed, whether they were in school, and most of the time schools were closed, whether they were outside playing, whether they were in the car, to wear masks. Let me explain something to you, especially if you're wearing two masks. What happens when you inhale? You inhale things that your body requires in order for it to continue. What do you get rid of when you exhale? All the things that have been transformed by the body and are no longer useful and or maybe harmful to the body, you exhale. Inhale, good. Exhale, bad. You're wearing a mask, everything, or two masks, everything you're exhaling, or at least 95% of it, is getting caught on that mask, especially after about half hour, an hour of wearing those masks, and all of a sudden, a lot of the moisture from your voice is clogging up a lot of the pores in that mask. And now you are rebreathing all of the toxins your body is trying to get rid of. Not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 3 days, not for 6 months, for how many years? How many of those children will die early? How many of them will have chronic diseases? How many of them will have lung damage? You think I'm kidding? Keep your eye on the medical records or the historical records of our children 10 years from now and tell me what you see, if that kind of information is even available to us anymore. How about the next one, okay? The vaccine is safe and effective. Remember, these are all talking points coming to us from our government, who we are supposed to have total faith in. Our government. They wouldn't lie to us. The vaccine is safe and effective. Let me explain something to you. I am very qualified to talk about this because I have personally written well over 1,500 well-researched vaccine articles. I've been talking about vaccines for 15 years. And what am I looking at here? They are safe and effective. In order for a vaccine to be effective, it has to accomplish three things, unless you go out and change the description or the definition of vaccines just before a pandemic you create so that they can still qualify as a vaccine. But my entire life and all the research I did all the way up until the coronavirus hit us, COVID-19, told me there were three requirements for any vaccine. The first one is, okay, it has to keep you from getting a virus. The second thing it must do is keep your body from storing that virus, but if it keeps you from getting it, then your body isn't going to store it, right? And the third thing it must do to qualify as a vaccine is it must, stop and think about it. What was the first thing? Yeah. What was the second thing? The third thing is you can't give it to anybody. So you can't get it. Your body can't store it. You can't give it to anybody. That's the definition of a vaccine. This is what they are intended to do. If they are not doing that, in most cases, they were failures and they needed to go back to the drawing board. What about the COVID vaccines, people? What about the mRNA vaccines? Will they keep your body from getting COVID? Nope. Will they keep your body from storing COVID? Nope. Will they keep you from giving COVID to others around you? Nope. But let me ask you a question. You just heard what I said, and those are absolute facts. So let me ask you a question, okay? I'm not vaccinated, okay? I'm standing in a group of people. I'm not vaccinated. I don't feel sick. I don't have the flu. I don't have nothing. And the coronavirus is basically a flu. I'm healthy as a bull, but I haven't been vaccinated. The guy standing 5 feet from me is fully vaccinated. But in order for us to get into the card game, the only people that can get into the card game are people that are vaccinated because they're not dangerous and they can't give COVID to anybody else. The only thing is, I'm safer than anybody in there that's vaccinated because I don't have coronavirus. No, I didn't get the vaccine, which means my body hasn't got it stored, which means I can't give it to anybody. What happens if I go into that card game and I am the only person in there who is unvaccinated? I won't be when I leave, because they will shed unto me. And I, being the only person who wasn't vaccinated, when I come out of there, I will be coronavirused. COVID-19 will be knocking on my freaking door. Does that mean it's going to kill me? No, but I will have it. But I wasn't allowed to go in because I was safe. Everybody else was allowed to go in because they were 100% dangerous. They had it, their body had stored it, and they can give it to anybody to come into close proximity. But they're vaccinated. So they can go anywhere and do anything. Me, I have no symptoms, no nothing, and I'm not vaccinated. And you're going to preclude me. This is what our government did to an entire population. What about the next one? Okay. How about disagreeing with Fauci is an attack on science itself. How many of you are aware that Fauci gets paid a hell of a lot more than even the president of the United States does? How many of you are aware of that? How many of you are aware that he's probably the highest paid, or was probably the highest paid government employee in the country? How many of you are aware that of what was said by Fauci, either from the bully pulpit he was using in the White House to anywhere else he stood up to say whatever he said, when he told you double mask or else, when he told you vaccine or else, when he told you remdesivir is absolutely perfect, you've got to use it, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they're deadly, don't use them, they'll either kill you or they're meant just for animals, don't use it. Let me ask you a question. How many people may have died because of the information put out by guess who? How many? How many may have died that didn't have to because of Fauci? Is Fauci ever going to be brought up on charges? Is he? How many elderly people were put on remdesivir and a rebreather? How many? Because the hospital stood to make $250,000 almost when that person died. Anybody here think I'm joking? You obviously haven't done your research. We are looking at a situation here where our government has misrepresented to us with misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. But you don't hear that. What you hear is us. It's all our fault. And if you are really good at misinformation and disinformation, you use it to beat everybody else about the head and shoulders, accusing them of doing the things that you, in fact, are doing. And my last point is, and we've already gone over this, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, we were told by the government, were useless or harmful. Now, let me go over that list real quick again before I make my last comment. COVID originated in the wet market. Social distancing is the only thing you can do. Stay home until you can't breathe anymore, then come to the hospital. We'll put you on remdesivir and a ventilator. Churches and schools must be closed, but liquor stores must stay open. Mask work. Wear two of them. Wear them outside. Wear them while you're alone in a car. The vaccine is safe and effective. Disagreeing with Fauci is an attack on science itself. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are useless. These came from your government. How many people have died as a result of what I just told you? How many? And how many people in this government, starting with the Fauci's on down, are ever going to be held responsible for this? Because if I know this, I'm not a doctor. If I know this, I'm not a medical researcher. If I know this, what the hell makes you think a lot more people don't? And what makes you think that every one of these so-called health experts didn't know exactly what they were lying to us about when they did it? But they didn't just lie to us. They put us in a precarious situation where we had no choice but to do exactly what they said or else. Your government is immensely responsible for a massive amount of harm done to this country in the very recent past and ongoing. If you actually listened to what I've been spouting here, okay, and you have done any personal research on the topics I've been discussing, you must know the heightened level of false information the government presented. We'll be back in a minute.
I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hearing without listening, people writing songs and
Sam, if you could just answer me. It seems like I was having a problem with my sound. Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you very much, Sam. And yeah, for everybody listening, that does happen on occasion. The internet is not perfect. Oh my God, did Roger really say that? Yes. All right, look. As we went away, I was talking about points. I was talking about when we talk about mis, dis, or malinformation, the best out there that I don't know if anybody can compete with them are the deep state and the U.S. government and governments across the planet. And what we were being told over and over and over again today, you can see the mis, dis, or malinformation. And what did we talk about? Real quick, go over the list. COVID origin wet market. Social distancing, churches and schools closed, liquor stores open, mass work, where to, even when you're alone in the car. Vaccines, safe and effective, get them. I'm stopping right there. Why? This is your government. These are the people you elect and you pay to take care of you, right? How many of you remember, and Roger has said this at least a half a dozen times to you already, how many of you remember that the big vaccine makers and the government worked in conjunction with each other to hide 1,290-something damaging or deadly side effects to this vaccine for you, from me, and from the American public for 75 years. Did you hear what I just said? This is a government that tells you that misinformation and disinformation is a product of we the people, not them. But yet they tell you a vaccine is safe and effective. Not only should you take it, not only should you give it to your grandfather, not only should you give it to your infant child, not only, but if you speak up against it or you ask the wrong questions, you're in trouble. This is the government of America today. When you can tell me that the government had every right in the world to side with the vaccine producers to hide over almost 1,300 known deadly or dangerous side effects from we the people for 75 years, is that's obviously advantageous to you and I. I mean, when your children start dying of heart attacks like they are, but hey, you can't blame it on the COVID shot because there's nothing that says that the COVID shots cause heart attacks. Why? Because we hid that for 75 years. But yet the misinformation and the disinformation is coming from people like me. It is. They wouldn't do it, would they? If you actually listen to what I just spouted, and you have done any personal research on the topic, you must know the heightened level of false information just presented. Now, do this, okay? If you believe that none of the government so-called experts knew how false and lame these claims were, and that's the seven claims I read off to you, starting with the COVID originated in the wet market. If you think that there are people within this government who are too stupid and they actually believe those points I said, then what the hell are they doing serving up your and my hell? Now, do you even for one second believe, again, that none of the government's so-called experts knew how false and lame all the claims that were made were, or just how soon they would be trashed as the truth seeped out? While Roger doesn't seep it out, he screams it out. And if even one, listen to me, and if even one person died as a result of what I just presented, is that murder? If I knew this would kill people, but I hid that from them, is that murder? Then is Pfizer, is Moderna, is the government, is the CDC, is the FDA, are they guilty of murder by trying to hide and in some cases have hidden massive reactions against this vaccine from you and I. And I said, and if even one person has died as a result of what I just presented, is that murder? Now, what if thousands or even millions had died across the entire planet? You've got to remember, this is the most widely used vaccine in such a short period of time in the history of this planet. And what we are seeing, what is starting to raise its ugly head across the planet, are things that people like me have been talking about for several years. And everybody has been told that what I am putting out is misinformation or disinformation or malinformation. Except that the longer we go, the more it tends to prove that what Roger is saying is right. And the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points I gave you that the government swore by and set the entire agenda for how you acted and reacted during the 3 years of COVID bullcrap was a massive lie. It destroyed your life. It destroyed your children's lives. It destroyed your career. You may have lost your home. How many committed suicide? How many died from procedures they never had to have? All of this has transpired, in the last several years at a level we have never seen. Okay, how about another vital question here? Okay, who decides what information is either this or malinformation? And on what basis is that decision even made? Is it made on the health of we the people? Is that decision made on the authority of the U.S. government? Or is that decision made more and more increasingly by the power of the global deep state? If this was just going to be an American issue, this vaccine wouldn't have been used so widely all across the planet. And it was. So what is in store for humanity? It was made sure was in store for all of humanity, or a vast portion of humanity. Now, everything I've been telling you for the last, I don't know how many months, and the last couple of years, pretty much falls in line with what we are seeing as true today. But for how many of those years was the Liberty Beacon Project pretty much, I don't know, kept in the dark, hidden? Our people can't see what we publish unless they physically go to the site. Links sometimes won't even go back to the site. People like Norton are telling everybody that the Liberty TLB talk is dangerous. That's right. Norton is telling people, don't go to the social media platform. It's dangerous. It's not. What they call dangerous is the fact that you can actually say what needs to be said as long as it's not illegal. That to them is dangerous. So here we go again. What we are looking at is something that has affected the entire planet at a level none of us would ever have believed. We would have thought this was a sci-fi movie. Had somebody showed us this, a documentary of what is happening today, we would have thought 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it was a sci-fi movie. But before we run out of time, I did bring something else in, and I would like to at least get through a few pieces of that, all right? As usual, I bring an article to the table that takes the several blanket points that I make, and this is how I do a show, and focuses them down to actual details and facts. An article that can easily be called mis, dis, or malinformation by anybody but someone like you and me, which would once again be a massive lie. But this is by Russ Gonnering. And the title again is Medical Leadership Cannot Escape the Misinformation Trap. Okay, on March 25th, 2024, the online med page today published an article written by the presidents of the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics. In it, they make the claim that online information about vaccines harm patients, undermines trust in science, and places additional burdens on the healthcare system through reduced vaccine uptake. All in all, it's a barrier to protecting public health. In other words, what you're being told is that everything that the Liberty Beacon Project does to give you the exact truth that I've given you so far today, I am putting out misinformation and disinformation, and I'm putting your life at danger. Yeah. This article was in turn analyzed by Trial Site News on March 27, 2024, and they state at the confluence of power and big money comes a tendency for corruption, and without a free and open press, which includes independent positions making their opinions known, we could easily slip into a dark, non-democratic reality. So we've got the two different points. One saying you need to shut up because people aren't getting vaccinated because of you. And the other one saying, what are you afraid of? Why can't doctors who know what the hell they're talking about put their word out? So this is how he opens his article, which I kind of like. Arguments were recently heard by the Supreme Court of the United States in the case Murthy versus Missouri concerning the ability of the government to partner with social media to restrict free speech regarding matters deemed to involve public health. We are awaiting that decision. Yes, we are. And it's close. The assertions by these leaders of two influential medical organizations raises some interesting questions. Let's go over those questions. What exactly is misinformation, and is more arcane and its more arcane siblings disinformation and malinformation? Next question. Who decides? Yeah, one that Roger had picked too. Who decides what information is either mis, dis, or mal, and or on what basis is that decision made? And the third question, what qualifications are necessary to become a medical leader? How do they acquire their standing? And when I state medical leaders, in what reference is the government using that? Again. So what we're looking at here is the government is putting all of these pieces together. But what we want to know is what the terms actually stand for, okay? Or how does the government accept those terms? And again, not the easiest thing to go over. In her 2007 article in the Journal of Information Science, the Wisdom Hierarchy, Representations of the DIKW Hierarchy, Jennifer Rowley discusses the relationship between data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. First popularized by R.L. Arkoff in his 1988 presidential address to the International Society of General Systems Research. Again, this all gets down into the basic framework, the setup. Note that in this framework, there is only information, not information. The spreading of false information that may not be known as false. Disinformation, the spreading of information that is known by the spreader to be false, or malinformation, the spreading of information that may be true but removed from proper context for a malicious purpose. So let's go over that again. Let's go over what they mean. In this framework, there is only information, not in misinformation, the spreading of false information that may not be known to be false. Disinformation, the spreading of false information that is known by the spreader to be false, or malinformation, the spreading of information that may be true but removed from proper context as a malicious purpose or for a malicious purpose. So what I'm telling you right now is that the government did irreparable harm to the American people by telling them several things. When the government stepped up, and Fauci said it, and so did his boss say it, and so did Joe Bob say it, and so did the guy who runs the CDC, and so did the guy who runs the FDA. They all said it was safe and effective. They all said that. How many children have died from COVID shots? How many elderly adults have died from COVID shots? Don't say none. Globally, it's in the millions. Millions. The government didn't tell you this is not a safe vaccine. And if you're not immensely sick, You shouldn't even bother with it because it will do more damage to you and your body than COVID ever could. How many times did the government say that? Now, if you wanted to give out proper information, that would be it. But to tell people you need to take that vaccine before you go back to work, before you go back to school, before you go back to your military barracks, before you go back to fly your plane, before you go back, you need to take that. That's the information you were given. And in order to keep you from committing something that you will be sorry for the rest of your life, they will remove or try to remove the knowledge that would let you know if you became extremely sick or died after that shot, that they knew this from day one and decided to hide it from you. How many millions have died globally? How many hundreds of thousands have died in America? And it isn't done, folks. Now, your kids need to get that shot prior to going to school each year. Are you listening to what I'm saying? One of the biggest side effects of this is, guess what? Infertility. And if you wanted to decrease the global population to a more controllable number without having to do massive damage to the infrastructure, how about a faux virus and, a global vaccine with one of its biggest side effects being its ability to leave you sterile or infertile. All of this stuff, all of it, every bit of it. How many of you went in to get your shot and the doctor told you there's a good chance this will make you infertile? There's a good chance your kid will get myocarditis. There's a good chance. How many of your doctors actually told you how dangerous this was when either you got it, and probably most of you didn't, or your children got it? Because if they didn't, they couldn't go to school. And if you can't homeschool because of your work schedule or whatever, then your child has to be in school, which means your child has to have that shot. The government, once again, has put your children in a position they have chosen, not one that you have chosen. So what we're looking at here is a situation whereby the government has misrepresented at such a high and dangerous level that they are, in fact, if you put this together with all of the governments that work in conjunction with each other to accomplish this globally, we are talking about leaders, global, national leaders that are responsible for intentionally murdering a portion of their population. They knew this. American. Joe Bob knew this. Well, I'm not sure Joe Bob knows anything, but his handlers did. And when Fauci, who pretty much has persuasion across the planet to a lot of medical doctors that work for most governments across the planet. And when he steps up and says, this is it, this is settled, this is science, this is the way it's going to be, this is perfect, this is safe and effective. How many of those globally do you think took that football and ran with it? This isn't a joke, people. We're sitting today in a situation I knew would eventually come, but I didn't think it would come this early. This is a book George Orwell would be proud if he had written it. If this story was put down as a science fiction book, I think it would sell a billion copies in a week. Stop and think about what I'm saying, please. We're talking about a situation that nobody 6 or 7 years from now could even have guessed, even myself, and I have been doing massive research into vaccines and everything else. But where we stand today, medical leadership or malinformation. Well, where we stand today is in a totally different place than when Roger was growing up. How many of you baby boomers listening to this right now remember the day when we thought our doctors were the next thing closest to God? When we thought our doctors could do no wrong, when we thought our doctors were basically, the best thing on the planet. And today, if I'm sick, the first thing I'm going to think of is, who is that doctor? And what did he do when COVID came around? Do I even trust him anymore? Do I even trust her anymore? This wasn't part of the American, I don't know, mindset. It is now. We are at a point when the most trusted portion of our entire society, well, you could, I guess, share it with our religious heads, but the most trusted portion, especially when it came to technology, medical technology, these doctors were the top of everything for us. And today, how many of them do you actually trust? And if they want to keep their license, they're going to lie to you. And if you bring your child in to get a shot, a COVID-19 shot, because your child's going into kindergarten or first grade, is that doctor going to risk their career by looking at you and saying, your child doesn't need this, it may do more damage than help, so I would take that child and leave with them right now? How many doctors do you know that would actually say that to you? Think about what has happened, people. Think about what the world is today, people. I started this out with medical leadership or misinformation. We are at a point today where even in what is supposed to be the most liberty-minded, the most free country on the planet, we are in a place today where the government blatantly lies to us to the point where millions of Americans and others across the planet have already lost their lives, and how many more will as a result of what has been perpetrated on us. This isn't a joke, people. This is the biggest strike against humanity by an elitist caste the world has ever seen. And I'm going to tell you something right now. This isn't over. It's not. I don't know if this is step one, two, or three, but it isn't over, because there are too many things waiting in the wings right now for this to be over. And next week, we're going to have a show whereby we're going to talk about the things that are sitting in the wings that we know are going to happen, but haven't. Not yet. Again, look around you, please. Look around you and see what's happening and understand this. Sitting down, doing nothing isn't going to keep you safe. Open your mouth and say something. I'll talk to you next week.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.